AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There have been some tense moments between Democrats and the House Armed Services Committee and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. It's his first appearance on Capitol Hill since the start of the Iran war.
The biggest challenge, the biggest adversary we face at this point are the reckless, feckless, and defeatist words of congressional Democrats and some Republicans.
California Democrat John Garamendi called the war a geopolitical calamity.
Secretary Hegseth, you have been lying to the American public about this war from day one, and so has the president. You have misled the public about why we are at war.
Hegseth told Garamendi his hatred of President Trump blinds him. The Pentagon's chief financial officer said the war has cost an estimated $25 billion and counting. The Supreme Court weakened a landmark civil rights-era law that has increased minority representation in Congress and elsewhere, striking down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Two Jewish men have been stabbed and injured in London. Police say it's an act of terrorism. A suspect is in custody.
Counter-terror police are investigating whether the Golders Green Road stabbings are linked to a string of arson attacks on synagogues and other Jewish sites in the city. Addressing lawmakers, Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the attacks are deeply concerning.
There is now a police investigation, and I think we all need to do everything we can to support that investigation and be absolutely clear in our determination to deal with any of these offences, the like of which we've seen too much recently.
Starmer added, attacks on our Jewish community are attacks on Britain. The security organisation Shomrim said a suspect was seen running along the road armed with a knife and attempting to stab Jewish members of the public on Wednesday morning. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
The Senate Banking Committee voted to recommend approval of Kevin Warsh as the next chair of the Federal Reserve. This is AP News. The AP's Julie Walker reports the D.C. Correspondents' Dinner shooter case raises concerns about security on trains.
Cole Allen was able to get his weapons, including a pump-action shotgun, a handgun, and three knives, from his home in California to Washington by train. Acting U.S. Attorney Todd Blanche.
He traveled by train from Los Angeles to Chicago and then from Chicago to Washington, D.C.
That's raising concerns among union representatives and safety consultants who say it won't be the last time weapons make it undetected and are used for nefarious purposes. They want ground transportation companies to address security and passenger screening at the vast network of stations. Passenger advocates argue TSA-style checkpoints are impractical at both rural stations and bustling hubs of commuter traffic with many entrances and exits. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.